Our guests today, Rodrigo y Gabriela, are the popular Mexican guitarist duo of Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero, who got their first break busking with two acoustic guitars in Dublin. Since then, they've expanded their sound and certainly their audience. Their latest album, Area 52, was released in January and was recorded in Cuba with pianist and arranger Alex Wilson and the Collective Universal Band Association. That's CUBA. They revisited songs from their past. I started out by asking Gabriela where the idea to record in Cuba came from.
The idea came from a long time ago when Rodrigo and myself, we thought maybe how would it sound with a Cuban orchestra, our music, you know? And then that was a long time ago. And then when we had these holidays, Rodrigo remembered this idea. So we said, okay, this is the time to do it. And we wanted to do it in Cuba because that's the actual idea behind in our childhood when we were listening to music from our granddad or our parents, that it was Cuban, super Cuban like song and very traditional Cuban music. So, and that the idea was just keep it as real as possible, you know, and to also get to know the place because we never visit Cuba before, and because we know it's traditionally a musical country, so we wanted to go there as a musical adventure, but not as a tourist or anything like that, you know. So, and that is a very personal view, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did you find out? Was it easy? What was the communication like with Cuban musicians, and how did you end up with these CUBA guys?
Well, the communication was great, and it was basically, I have to mention that all this idea was kind of a collaboration, especially with Alex Wilson, which is a British pianist, jazz pianist, that he, you know, we wanted to work with him because we knew that he had a great understanding in Cuban music, and you know, he was well known in you know, among the Cuban musicians there in Havana, because he's done a few albums there already, and he's a musician that really we admired. And when I called him, he came home, and we were just working on these new arrangements, and through him, really was the way we kind of started to communicate, because everything was written down, in, you know, on paper, all the music and all the arrangements. But it was Alex really doing all this job, because we don't really, you know, we don't read music, we don't write down music. You know, we're metalheads. So it was the only way for them to, you know, to learn what they were going to do. So when we went to Cuba, the guys had all this, the charts. And musically speaking, was easy to get to understand the idea behind. But when we started talking to him, to them, about the food project and about us not wanting them to play very traditional, we wanted something like a little bit more contemporary, and we wanted to let them know that it was fine if they wanted to break some like rhythm patterns and experiment a little bit with this project, because that was the whole idea. And they were very happy because I suppose they've been just recording so many albums, you know, for so many years doing the same kind of rhythms, and they were happy to experiment along with us.
Well, let's hear one of your pieces as done with this orchestra. This first one, Santo Domingo, is the one you got to record with the drummer from Los Van Van.
Yes, Samuel
Formel.
Formel, and with actually a lot of the guys from Los Van Van actually recorded in our album, because this studios, Abdala Studios, has two studios. Mm-hmm. So we were in Studio A, and they were recording in Studio B. And then, so it was easy for them to just came to us and play with us and all this, you know, and they're fantastic.
Well, let's hear this version of Santo Domingo. Thank you.
Santo Domingo is recorded with Rodrigo y Gabriela as they're stopping in Miami on their tour with CUBA, this amazing band that they hooked up with. In what was the name of the studio that you worked in Havana?
Abdala Studios.
You know, it's interesting because people, I've heard you describe yourselves almost all the time as you're rock musicians. And so when you talk about rhythmic changes, it's a little more for a lot of the things you do than what you would expect to hear in Cuban music.
Well, a lot of the song Cuban is also in 4/4, but mm-hmm. I think the accents make it sound a
gotcha.
different thing, you know, it's just different tempos. I don't know, it's just, I think we always describe ourselves as rock musicians because that's the format we kind of, in the structure of our pieces, that's the kind of structure we always end up doing it, you know, so it's, and it also has the flavor of a rock music, and it's always appealing to just play with different type of music, you know. We have played with different musicians like the Trio Jobran, they play Arabic instruments and they have different language and music, you know, so it's always like cool to just these fusions, I guess, or it just becomes so super eclectic, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, and Rod, I know you wanted to record Hanuman, which is the, if people know this piece of music, it's the one that's, it's kind of a tribute to Carlos Santana. Anyway, so what were you thinking when you wanted to, I mean, boy, it sounds so great with a larger arrangement.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was like a good opportunity to really, really pay like a proper, you know, tribute to it, you know, because we had the, you know, all the instruments that he would be very familiar with, you know, and having the whole idea of adding the electric guitar as well gave me the opportunity to go back in studio and record something with my electric guitar, which I hadn't been, you know, I haven't been playing for, you know, for a while. And you know, it's one of my favorite pieces on the album, for sure.
This is a version of Hanuman today, live with Rodrigo E. Gabriela and CUBA. our guests today, Rodrigo y Gabriela and CUBA. I'm calling them by their initials, the Collective Universal Band Association from Cuba. And just sounded great. You know, when you went to Cuba, do people know you and your music there?
Not really. Not really. They weren't familiar. And it was actually very good for, I mean, because that was kind of an element of surprise for them, because as they weren't familiar, they were kind of experiencing the whole thing when we were playing together. And it was great to see, you know, the acceptance they had to their music. And it was, I really think they had a great time too. You know, they, at the end, we really had a beautiful vibe going on there. And he was so, I mean, we used to stay friends with all of them. It was pretty good, yeah.
Do you, when you do something like that, are you working all the time? Do you get a chance to go out and look around?
Not at all. It was just a hotel, a studio. It was just working. We workaholics like that, but we love it.
Gabriela, that is not a vacation.
No.
Not at all.
I know.
But it sounds like fun. I mean, it sounds like just an amazing. Ron, could you describe the piece Logos? Because people have called this a bit of a tribute as well.
Yeah, originally in the 1111 album is a tribute we paid to our friend Aldi Miola, and which we didn't know personally at the time we recorded the album, but when we were touring the 1111, we got to meet him and to play with him a few times. We invited him to play on stage a few times after that, and we became very good friends. But he's like, you know, one of my main influences, and it was a pleasure working again, reworking this tune with Alex. I really like, you know, the speed of this song. It has like a different vibe from the 1111 album, which obviously that was the whole idea, not to repeat, just not to add some background musicians to the versions, but kind of reinventing the whole pieces.
Oh, yeah. It sounds great this way. This is a really nice arrangement. And let's hear it live. This is Logos. Thank you. Logos Live with our guest today, Rodrigo y Gabriela. You may know the original version of that, or you may not recognize it from the original version because it's been changed up a bit, as it's done with Cuba, C-U-B-A. Now, okay, you've been touring with it for a while. Is it just about done, or are you actually going to get to a point where you end up being able to go off and write some new things?
Yes, well, that's the plan. Well, and before we continue, we'd like to mention that we happily... We play these tunes for you with Alfredo Echeverria in a bass guitar and Alex Wilson on piano and Edwin and percussion, Edwin Sanz. So I would like to mention them because it's just so great to play with those guys. But just answering to your question, yes, we're going to be writing new music. And when we finish, I think in a week time, I go back to Mexico, road goes to Europe, but then we can meet up to just see what happens and start to writing, because that's our new super project. It's our next album, which is going back to guitar duo and going back to normal Rod and Gab.
Are you kind of looking forward to that in a way?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we now, I think after a year of working with with all these different musicians, not only the Cuban thing, but all the soundtracks and all the things that we've been doing have kind of given us the excitement of going back, because we learn a lot. So I don't think it's going to sound quite the same as Gabriela just described it, like the usual Rod and Gab album. I think we're going to add some stuff that we weren't probably that confident to add with two guitars before, and only time will say, but hopefully we can find the ways to create something new and exciting for everyone.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. You have not repeated yourself yet, so we'll wait for that. It's great to have a chance to catch up, and congratulations on this project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Rodrigo y Gabriela playing live for us today here on the World Cafe.